beginnen the chosen inside. So in other words, so Rashi explains it, because the beginning is made, it's a little cottage that is made, that the Shemaya should be able to sit in it for the day or for 2 days. So in other words, for that purpose, so even though it's less than Dalla Dalet, it is adapted. So Mele, it has a Chalishan Bais. So we see that if a certain cottage or a house is constructed for a special purpose, and it is so constructed that regardless of the small size of it, it is adapted for the purpose, so it can have a Chalishan Bais, even though it does not have So in a similar way, so the Bach would say, when it's in connection, according to Rabbi, that Sukkah has to be in Diras Keva, so Sukkah is subject to all the requirements of Bais and Gratekon, and that's a Shion Bais. It's a Shion Bais, and Shion Bais is Dalet Adalet. So an area, of Dalet Adalet is not enough, because it has to have the Shion Bais. Mashein came by beginning, since it's constructed for a special purpose, and it is adapted for that purpose for which it's constructed. So then we don't consider the smallness of the size, because it was built for a certain purpose, and it's adapted for that purpose. So maybe it can have a Chalishan Bais, even though it doesn't have Dalet Adalet. So in a similar way, we can say that there is, according to Rebbe, that it's a Diras Keva, and it's a Diras Keva. So he has to have a Chalishan Bais, so he must have a certain Shiur, Dalet Adalet Mamesh, not just an area. Mashein Kein according to the Rabbanon of Rebbe. So we say that it's a Diras Ar, but it must have Zayin al Zayin. Why must it have Zayin al Zayin? It must have Zayin al Zayin because he'll be able to function. So mainly if it has the area of Zayin al Zayin, so he'll also be able to function if he has the area of Zayin al Zayin. At least for people who are not heavy. So if it has, if it's very long and very narrow, so and it has the area of Zayin al Zayin, so mainly it's capable of so it's adapted as a Diras Ar.
September 7th, Shu'ath Rav Aaron Salvage.
Now the Yidro says here, and the Gemara, Pini Amalko, Yehosh Marinos, the Kotin Shemechanachim Yisoh, the Mitzvah Yisoh, La'asis Loi, Mitzvah, the Hechsha Gomot, כי גוד, דור מייסר, ראי ושמייתי ניסו כשלויים, משום ויסד ודומה כדוגמה אחת שהגיע לחינו, ודינו ניסו כמעל נסה, מכל מולד, תחשיב חמיך לנער עוד ידעתי, ובדי לו מזון ומזרזי רבי, גם בזמן בלימה כיפורי, ויתם לו מינוקה, נגוי, שיסי שחיון מאוד גוד, וידון פיינת מבוא לחלקוס, עם כיפניים. Even though, I mean, the Akhtanim were not fasting anyway, and until 9 years old, they don't even have to fast in the night of Yom Kippur. So we could be Mivorech Lakos and give the cotton to drink. So he says, we kindly look at you in Osam Nisra. You also listen. So the two there, it was says that from this divorce of Yuri Amalko, we see that the mitzvah of Chinuch has to be fulfilled with all the details of the mitzvah. Because he says, apparently some Chachom said that in regard to the mitzvah of Chinuch, it's not necessary to be so particular about each detail. Because after all, the purpose is to be mechana the kotel. So what if, let's say, there is one psul in the sukkah? But we see from the Gemara not that way, because the Gemara says that the Judah tried to deduce from Hilmiya Malko that Sukkot Yomayim Mechorot is not Psulot. Because if it had been Psulot, so then the children were not the kind of mitzvah. But there it was only Mishum Chinuch. So we could say, as far as the purpose of Chinuch is concerned, whether it's Yomayim Mechorot, not Yomayim Mechorot, what difference does it make? The child will be trained anyway. The child wouldn't know the dinim of Sukkot anyway. And suppose it's Yomayim Mechorot, will he know that thing? So we see, no, that in Mikro Molei Yitzit Hanech Linah Al-Pidarkei, Hanech Linah Al-Pidarkei, so that means that if the Maisa HaMitzvah is done by the Kotten in such a way that if the Kotten did it that way, he wouldn't be the kind of Mitzvah because of a certain detail that is lacking, even though generally, it conforms to the pattern of the Maisa Mitzvah. So we're not the kind of Mitzvah here. So he says, Levishel Mitzvah Chachomim Teimus. Now, who are the Chachomim Teimus? So, the Mishnah Berurah mentions a Shite of the Mordechai. The Mordechai says, now, the first day Sukkah, so there is a Lochem in the Raise of Lochem. And if the person who takes the ruler, the Dalit meaning, does not have real title in the Dalit meaning, is not the kind of mitzvah. So the Mordechai said that the Kotten we should be mechanech, even if the ruler does not belong to it. Because chinuch there is. So that means that the Mordechai is one of the Chachamim who is chilek under it, because the Mordechai says that there is a chiluk to be the chamech kotten by giving him the ruler the first day of Sukkot, even if we can't be marketing, if we can't be marketing, because there is a problem, because the Mordechai says we reach the English people we reach it, because kotten akhluyeh akhluyeh, but he cannot be machne. So a cotton so can be changed because it does a cheres machne in some. Now, so even if you wait with the akhloya to the cotton, even if you wait with the akhloya to the cotton, until it's the last one to be the kind of mitzvah, but there is a shittes of a shame that the chutzlaret, the second day yontev, also requires lochem. There is a machloket of shame on that. Of course, in Eretz Yisrael, the second day yontev, so it doesn't require lochem. Or in chutzlaret, the third day yontev, after Shana Rabbah, it certainly doesn't require lochem. But there is a machloket of shame. How about the second day yontev? The second day yontev in chutzlaret. So some shame say that there is slightly lame in regard to the mitzvah of taking the formula. So maybe if there is slightly lame, so all the psalm that apply to the first day apply to the second day. So do we have a problem? Let's say, unless the father buys for each cotton a separate ruler. Because otherwise, what will he do? He will be maxed at the cotton. Then the next day, the cotton will not be able to be marked back to the father, so he has no ruler. So anyway, the Mordechai says that there is a mitzvah of chinuch of making the cotton take an esri ruler without meaning, even though it's not lochet, because since it's only mitzvah chinuch, so maybe it doesn't matter. So the Mordechai apparently is chinuch under it. The Ritva says that from this Gemara we see that it is that it does that that it's important in order to be kind of mitzvah of chinuch. So it is important that all the details should be present. And if there is one detail that is not present, so then there is no chinuch. We don't say, well, as far as the whole cotton is concerned, it will be a chinuch. That's the shita of the book. Apparently, the Mordechai Yisraeli kind of thing. Now, that many who say the faceless is also Chayli kind of thing. Many are saying that. I think the Hebrew Mishnah Berurah says that the Tesis in Sochim is Chayli kind of thing. Now let's see the Tesis in Sochim. Now the Mishnah in Pesachim Daf Zayin, Perek Rishon, the first Mishnah in Perek Rishon, so says as follows: Yosei Shezochtu or all about the Chotzit. Now Pesach, so no one can partake of the Kol Pesach unless he's in. That means a reservation is made. This is one thing where the reservation is out of the room for. Now it has to be me. What is Nina mean? He becomes a violin in the call. And he has to be Nina before the Shkid of the contest. And that is a loche of the New York. So is mentioned in the posse in Bay Tochesu. Oh, the Nima Tabayis. מייס ישב רוק אחרי שכן יעקב ובייסי ומיחסס מפושיס איש נפיל אוכלי תוכוי סו על הסת כל יש תוכי סו מי ואיתו מסייס כבר לפומי חלי תיס מינון על אימו כי יש לי מון the reservation has to be made on the Kol Pesach and one is not allowed to partake of the Kol Pesach it was not meaning on the Kol Pesach before the Akhov, he has to be in. Now, so the Mishnah says that the Zion is something that Yosef, he caught him, Yosef, she shocked all about the prophecy. He has more than one of the prophecies. He has two guardians, Yosef, the brother. And one guardian of the cotton was the money the cotton and one confessor. The other guardian was the money even another confessor. Now, so and which confessor can he? Which confessor can he? The cotton. Yet how the mock insurance. So he can partake, he can eat any confessor that he decides to eat. So the more says that the Ches on the Dalit, Shmamis no yesh prayer. Shmami is very, in other words, one cannot be Nimne, no one can be Nimne on two confessors. Can be Nimne only on one confessor. And here, so one guardian, one apotropes, was Nimani him on one confessor. The other guardian was Nimani him on the other confessor. And then the court decides on whichever confessor he wants to eat. But it has to be in New York. It has to be in New York. So it's a Raya that Yesh Breyer. So we say, that he limas prayer before the akrov, even though the decision by the kohen to praise after the akrov, but it's hubra, we say yesh prayer, and hubra limas prayer, it has retroactive effect. So it's retroactively determined by the decision of the kohen that he was nimna, let's say, on kom pesach number one, in view of the fact that ultimately the cotton decided to eat Kom Pesach number one. Shmami no yesh breyer. But there is a machlekes whether yesh breyer or im breyer. Omer Reb Zeira, no. There is no right. That the Tana of the Mishnah could hold the im breyer. But then you ask if im breyer. So we do not say that it's retroactively determined as a result of the decision as a result of the ultimate decision by the cotton that before the Akrovi, he was already Nimna on this specific Kom Pesach. So he made it in New York. So, Omer Reb Zeira, Sele Bayis Mikomoki. So Tesla says, that he has, Mishim Sele Bayis Lav Dereis. In other words, that it's all right for the cotton to eat, even if he's not born. So in Achnam, if we say in Brere, so since two apotropsy made two separate minuyim for the cotton, so he cannot be considered as a mono anida, anida cotton pesach. But then it's a little in New York, so sell it is obvious love the raise, so even it's a little in New York, the ktanim, the children, the ktanim can still eat of the cotton pesach, even though it's a little in New York. So, what is the Rabzera good and fair in the Abuda? Vintema, the Hech Macho Pesa Shalom in New York, nay, the Kotnech on the Velas in Besn Mitzugrat, he say, Risk is like your dying, Osir. Risk is like your dying is Osir. So it's Osir to be Misak of your dying, not allowed. The Gemore deduces it from the Possig, Moisechu. So you're not allowed to be machil, nevelas to trade as the cotton. Even though if the cotton doesn't buy by himself, we are not mechuyev to restrain him. But to be machil, we are dying to give him nevelas to trade as that we are not allowed. So how can we be machil the cotton pass after him? If he brere, so it's a shalom in New York. So the question is, how can we say celebrity of Islam the Raisi? But there is a misa of shalom. Now, what is the Issa of Shalom in New York? So I just want to mention, before I mention this text, what is the Issa? So there is Machlokes Rishonim, that Mishites, in regard to the Issa of Shalom in New York. The Rambam says that the Issa is an Issa Reset. In other words, it's an Issa Reset. Because the Torah says, "V'nima tabayis miyis miser v'lokachu yishchene akom et albeisei v'nichsas nifoshis ish nitochlei tochoyisu alase." And tochoyisu means, "Unfer says tismenun alimra." So that herein we have an Issa Reset. Ish nitochlei tochoyisu alase, that it can only be eaten in New York. It cannot be eaten by anyone, by Shalom in New York. So it's an Isares. The Shita of the Raivet is the Shita of the Raivet in Perites has called Pesach that it involves the love the Raise. If somebody eats a Kom Pesach on which he was not mono, and which in which a reservation was not made for him before the Akhovet, so he is either a love the Raise. Socher v'teish of Rechove. So that implies that so Chavetishov, so the Raivet says, doesn't apply that to a goy. The Rambam says so Chavetishov applies to a goy, but the Raivet says it applies to a Jew too. Perites. Omer Avrom, Periktes Mechus Kom Pesach Aloch Ezay. So he said, the Rambam says, Amachol Kazay is Mena Pesach, Bein Mi Pesach Shein, Leimu Me'al Abizor, Leimu Teishof, Leimu Zohir, Have Zeyv Ablaise Seh, Leimu Leiki. So he says, Teishof Yisohir, ומחיו ממנו לנוח יחו יהיה תשע ויסוחר שנבר תשע ויסוחר ליכול שכל איפה רמב״ם it applies only to לנוח אומר עברו מחיו לישראל שאין מונה ימי if somebody gives it to it to a Israel who is not מונה לקום פסח is even about the rice אף על פי שהוא תשע ויסחירי הוא כאן בו נדרושי ויצאיך לו יהיה תשע פשועו Needless to mention that it certainly applies to a Nochi, but even in Israel, so if somebody will be machli kom pesach to someone who is not mune, even though he's very close to him, he's regular worker, he's sochir and so on, he's like a regular bambayis in his house, so he's eivel. So the machli is eivel and the eichel is eivel. Vis-a-vis Nochi. So it's not one of the Zionists in the Neah. So according to the Rambam, that it applies only to a Nochri, so a Yateshav is not Muzer, and any Surim other than the Zionists in the Neah. So then, according to the Rambam, so the Yateshav applies only to the Machir, not to the Eichel. But according to the Raivet, that it applies to Yisrael too. So not only does it apply to the Machil, it applies to the Machil and it applies to the Eichel. Anyway, according to the Raivet, if somebody will invite a friend of his, even if he is his son, to partake of the Korban Pesach in which he was not in there, so the one who eats of the Korban Pesach, who is not money, will be there. And the father who asked the son to eat, even though he was not in there before that Korban, is also here. Anyway, so according to the Rambam, it involves the Nisarese, Shalom Yom. According to the Raivet, it involves the Lab de Raise, of Socher Vitesha of Leichel. Then, the Shite of the Rabbi Shimshi, in his Perush on Tereskian, in Parashi Tzav, in Sefer Tzav, Parashi Yud Gimel, so he says, that it does not involve a love, it does not involve an essay, but all that the Zerzakosuf of the Chesubri implies is that there cannot be a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Korban Pesach if it is Nechal. If it is Nechal, Sheloi Yunuyum. But it doesn't mean that there is no Aver in the Reis altogether. From the Rabbi Shimshon's Perush and the Tereskianim, Parashitzav, Parashi Yudimu, Piski Yudimu, Parashi Tzav, so it's mashma, there is an Avira Deraise, but the Avira Deraise is B'Shem Altaise. In other words, this posit, this posit of Ishli Fiochli Tochim Solase implies a chiyuv that anyone who partakes, who eats of the Korban Pesach, so in Zmechuye to be Nismane before the Akove. And if he is, let's say, eats of the Korban Pesach and he is not Nismane on the Korban Pesach, he doesn't make reservations on the in the Korban Pesach before the Akove, so then he's Mevatel and Esse. So the Aveire is Mishelot Aise. It's like someone eating Chutzli Suki. So it's not an Aveire Bikumbasei. There is no Yisrael. Bikumbasei to eat Chutzli Suki. There is a mitzvah to eat in the Suki. So the first night of Suki is there is a chiyu to eat in the Suki Kazayis. Whether he likes it, whether he wants to eat, or he doesn't want to eat. Even if he doesn't want to eat, so he's Mivatel Esed Raise if he doesn't eat. The other nights, the other days of Sukkot, so there is no chiyuv to eat. He doesn't want to eat, all right, so he doesn't eat. But if he eats, he's mechuyev to realize the achile in Sukkot. And if somebody eats chutz misukkot, he's mevatel and eser raise. Not that there is a pisa mikumbasei. So this is what Rabbi Shimshi means. He doesn't mean that there is no avera raise altogether. A couple of gemores that imply that there is an Avera Deraise, it's not just an Isra Rabbana, that it's an Avera Deraise to each other in New York. But whereas according to the Rambam, it implies an Isra Ese, according to Raivet, a lot. So according to Rabbi Shimshon, there is not an Isra Ese, but to Chesu Ase implies a Chiyu, to realize an Achille of Korban Pesach in which he was born. So, if he eats of the Korban Pesach in which he is not mono, so it's like someone eating chutzli suki. So, in other words, if he eats, yes, to realize the achille in the suki. If he eats of the Korban Pesach, so he has to realize the achille in that Korban Pesach in which was living. So the avere is b'sheval taise. It's a piklase. Now, these are the three shittes. These are the three shittes. Now, let's see what this is. So this is the kasha. Vim teima, veich machel Pesach shaloi di New York. Shaloi di New York. Nei, dikot nechu neveles in bezit mitzun lav tisei, rispis lo biodai mose, ati yom abhilet chere, shi nivones. Vei mari, di hoso bialfin on mari seichlum, di lo yose ara lo dunge di shkotzi, u neveles. Abu kai gavne di do chinuch mitzvei, shok, so the Mishneh Berurah and others mention a raya from this thesis. First of all, this thesis is a big finish. The thesis says even to be misapeh b'yodai, but as long to if you are misape in the rice, to a cotton, be your diet in such a way that it will become the issue to chinuch of the cotton, so maybe it's good. So that itself is a very big finish. Well, that we have to discuss, that requires explanation. But the Mishnah Brura mentions a raya from this thesis, the thesis is chilit and the ritual. Because according to the ritual, when is the chinuch? When is one mikayim in mitzvah of chinuch? Only if it is done in such a way that had it been done by Golo, he would be mikayim the mitzvah. But if it is done in such a way that had it been done by Golo, he wouldn't be mikayim the mitzvah. So mele, there is no mitzvah of chinuch. So how can he say it's mutavim to be misapi the yodayim the cotton, the cotton pesach? That is, and which he was not one, because it is conducive to chinuch as a result of being machil the cotton, the cotton pesach, even though he was not one on it. So when he grows up, he will be disposed to be the kind of mitzvah of cotton pesach, of akrobes cotton pesach, achilles cotton pesach. But the mitzvah says that one is not the kind of mitzvah of chinuch if it is done under circumstances that had it been done by God, he wouldn't be becoming mitzvah. So here, if he got away to confess that way, so he wouldn't be becoming mitzvah. If he shall live in New York, so we see that the thesis is really under it. I think that there is no raya. I mean, because what the ritual says is so mistaken. What the ritual says is so mistaken that it's not mistaber, the thesis, and the same talents is given by many other Rishonim. It's not just thesis, it's not Yeshidas Yochid, because many other Rishonim has the same kasha and they give the same talents as the Rishonim. So it's not reasonable that so many Rishonim will be chilek on what the Ritva says, and what the Ritva says, because what the Ritva says is very mistaber. In other words, how can it be chinuch just because it is conducive to training the cotton so that when he grows up he will be disposed to be the kind of mitzvah. Now, but I think in line with what I said last time, what I said on Thursday, that one should not make the mistake and assume even for one moment that Midraise, there is no chiyuv of chinuch. Of course there is a chiyuv of chinuch midraise. And the chiyuv of chinuch midraise is not limited only to a cotton, it applies to a cotton too, and perhaps to a cotton even more than to a cotton. Because when someone is little, so he cannot be mischamech so much. But when someone is older, so he is a god already, so he is more in a position to be mischamech. So as Rabbi Simcha says, that there is a mitzvah of chinuch midraise. There is a mitzvah of chinuch midraise. And where, according to Rabbi Simcha, where is the mitzvah of chinuch implicit in midraise? That's the posik, ki yidati tuman ha-shem yitzave ezbona vezbeise achor v'shom v'derach ha-dishem lasis doch ha-mishmet. I mentioned that the mitzvah of chinuch midraise is implicit in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah because of the droshe in Yevomes, where the magitem v'asisem kol sheyesh neiva Basia yesh ne bilimut, because she yesh sheine bilimut in basia in bilimut. So that the Gemara mentioned that in regard to the mitzvah of learning Torah for himself, and the same thing applies to the mitzvah of teaching Torah to a child. So if he teaches him Torah, but he doesn't impress upon the child, the son, the importance of being motivated by the Torah that he's taught, so it's not even the kind of mitzvah of the Lamaditem. And also the mitzvah, I said, it's also the mitzvah of chinuch is implicit in the Daitom, Livonecho, Livonecho, Yema Shomar, Yema Shomar, Yema Shomar, which according to Rambam, it implies not only an essay, but a lesson also, of Yishom Elchot, and Tishkech, Asad Vore, Yema Shomar, Livonecho. Alright, so there is no doubt that there is a mitzvah of chinuch midrash. Because of Kidat and Mashaitzavim, because of Rimaritem, and because of the Vidaitim of Nechel and Necho, many mitzvahs. But I said, when the Gemara says that Chinuch is only only applies, is only the Rabbanon only, it applies only to Yikot, not to Yikotu. So it means the chinuch of using, of exercising force over the child in order to be mechanech in mitzvah, to reprimand severely a child, to scream at him, ligavei, lakeisei, that is only midrabbanon. Midraise, there is no chinuch there is no mitzvah of coercive chinuch, of restraining the cotton from averes, and of making him do mitzvahs by force. Only with Rabbanon there is a few. And that applies only to God, not to God. On the contrary, Hamakes Liyamod is Chayim Nidu. So that's the difference between the chinuch that is only with Rabbanon and applies only to Yikotin, and the chinuch that is with Raise and applies to Yikotin and Yikotin. In other words, the element of force, that is only with Rabbanon, and it applies only to Yikotin, not to Yikotin. But there is another difference. Besides the element of force, insofar as the mitzvah of chinuch mit Rabbonon is concerned, so it applies to each specific mitzvah. And if a father will fail to be mechanech one sukkes, or one meal in sukkes, the cotton, who is already a mitzvah remake, if he'll just every meal of Chagas sukkes, so he'll make the son eat the sukkah. But one meal he'll decide, listen, he's playing now, let him play, let him eat chutz l'sukkah. So we'll have an aveira at the father. Because the mitzvah of chinuch mit Rabbanon applies to each specific mitzvah. And if a father omits, he fails to be mechanech in one time in the mitzvah, he has an aveira, like a person failing to put on tefillin one day. So, but he puts on tefillin every other day. So you say he has no avere, just once. Of course he has no avere. So if a father is mechanech the child that is a gear lechinuch in every mitzvah, but one time he failed, he has no avere. That's in regard to the mitzvah of chinuch mit Rabbanon. But as far as the mitzvah of chinuch mit Reise is concerned, whether it emanates from the posik as Rabbi Yosimcha says, or it emanates from the posik of the Marit and Zmeichen, or it emanates from the posik where you die to Mishalecho, it doesn't make any difference. There, the mitzvah of Chinuch mit Reise doesn't imply that it has to be mechanech the cotton in every specific act. There, it only implies that on the whole, generally, a father is mechuyev to be mechanech the children so that when they grow up, they will be motivated by Midas Sinai. They will observe the Torah. But suppose, on the whole, he is mechanech the son. But let's say, one time, one day, sukkahs, he failed to tell the son to take the dollar meal. One meal, he failed to tell the children to sit in the sukkah. One Rosh Hashanah, he failed to impose upon the children, to tell the children that they have to hear the Shaita. But on the whole, he was mechanech. So he was not mevatel the mitzvah of Kiyidati Rimashi Yitzaveh. Insofar as the chinuch, the rabbonon of chinuch is concerned, so first of all, it implies an obligation even of using force. And it applies to each specific act of mitzvah. And if he omits one act of mitzvah of chinuch, he has an aveira, just like a person omits one day to put on tefillin, even though every other day he puts on tefillin. Just as a person omits one time, he eats chutz l'sukkah. So he has an aveira. So if a father omits to make sure that the child that is in tzorech l'imei eats every meal, so he has an aveira. But as far as the chinuch that the Raisi is concerned, as far as Kiyidati Rashi Tzaveh is one of his basic Afam, Shomu Derech Hashem Asbach Mishpot, so he's only Mivatu the Mitzvah if on the whole he fails to be Mechanech. But if he omits one time, so then he has no Aveire. So Mimele, what Tzaveh says, Now, first of all, Taisa says like this. So the question is, what kind of a chinuch mitzvah is it? Suppose a gadol would eat a korban pesach that way, a korban pesach in which he was not nimneh, would there be a kiyum mitzvah? So what kind of kiyum mitzvah of chinuch is there? The answer is, insofar as the chiyuv, the rabbonon of chinuch is concerned, of course there is no chinuch mitzvah, but there is a chiyuv, the raise of chinuch, to train the child so that when he grows up, he will be disposed towards chiyuv mitzvahs. So in Mele, there, it doesn't depend upon each specific act. So as long as on the whole, he raises him and he trains him, so that when he grows up, he will be disposed to be kind mitzvahs. So he's the kind of mitzvah of Kindat of Masha Yitzhale. He's the kind of mitzvah of the Yitaitun of Necho and Necho. As a matter of fact, insofar as the mitzvah of Chinuch with Reis is concerned, so a father could be the kind of mitzvah, the Reis of Chinuch, by just showing the child a picture of the Lord and the Nestle. If that is important in order to inspire the child, that he should be eager to be Mikhail Mitzvahs. So it doesn't make any difference how he does it, what techniques he uses. As long as the techniques are conducive to the inculcation of a disposition in the heart of the child to be Mikhail Mitzvahs at all. How he does it, it doesn't make any difference. So he can be Mikhail Mitzvah by making a diagram of an Esrik and a Lulev. But as far as the Mitzvah, the Rabbon of Chinuch is concerned, of course, he cannot be Mikhail that Mitzvah by making a diagram, by inspiring him, just by making the child take the Lulev every day of Sukkot. So, when Teitze says, I would hide Abne the Chinuch Mitzvah in Shore, so we are allowed even to be Misape B'yodai. B'yodai. So it doesn't mean the mitzvah the Rabbonim of Chinuch. As far as the mitzvah the Rabbonim of Chinuch is concerned, you'll agree with the two. But as far as the mitzvah, the raise of Chinuch is concerned, so then, as long as it will be conducive to the inculcation of the proper disposition in the heart of the child, so he's in kind that mitzvah. If so, we can say, that I'm not sure, but that it's possible that even the Mordechai, who says that we have no other expert except an expert that is not Lochem, so there is still a mitzvah to give it to the cotton. So the Mordechai doesn't mean the mitzvah of Chinuch mit Rabbon. But it means the mitzvah of Chinuch mit Reise. So in other words, if there is such a situation that he cannot be Makneim, because if it will be Makneim, so there will be a problem that other daily will not be able to be Mikhail the mitzvah. So the Chol HaPoches, let him be Mikhail the mitzvah of Chinuch mit Reise. But Enoch Name, insofar as the mitzvah of Chinuch mit Rabbon is concerned, which applies to each individual mitzvah, each act of mitzvah. So, that it will not be Mikhail, because in order to be Mikhail Chinuch, so it has to be done in such a way that if he couldn't do that, he would be Mikhail. Now, but this thesis is not so simple. We still have to understand why the thesis say vainly, the hosom yalfinum will say chum, the will also have a duly the shotsim on the veils, our kaidadne will go through of meets the shop. What does thesis mean? So in other words, as a result of the sapi of your dying, so he might become disposed towards Kima mitzvahs when he grows up, so then there is no Yisya to Misafi Yadayim Chas V'Shalom. And suppose it is determined that as a result of serving Nivele to a child one time, so when he grows up he'll become so inspired, he'll be kind Chas V'Shalom, that Yisya should say that under such circumstances, it is mutar to be misabed yadayim. Chas v'shalom. It's inconceivable. But apparently the Rii agrees with the shita of Rabbi Nishimshi in the Tereskiya. The Rii agrees with the shita of Rabbi Nishimshi in Tereskiya. So the shita of Rabbi Nishimshi is that Shalom in New York does not involve any love, not even any sarese, but Tochisu Lase implies this manum Lase is weakless. Renders it so that the mitzvah of Korban Pesach can only be fulfilled if it is eaten. If it is eaten by the New York. But if it is eaten Shalom in New York, so the Kiyuma mitzvah of Korban Pesach is not fulfilled. So that means the reason of it. In other words, if somebody partakes, first of all, there is a mitzvah to be matched with the Korban Pesach and to eat of the Korban Pesach. But besides that mitzvah, so there is a special chiyuv that if one eats of a Korban Pesach, he has to realize the achile that came that Korban Pesach on which a meal was made. And if he realizes an achille in a Korban Pesach in which a minu was not made, he's mevatel and eser ha'isa, like eating chutz l'sukkah, or like wearing a beged with four corners without tzitzis in it. So he's not in the Nisa. In other words, if he wears a beged with four corners, so he's mechuyev to put in tzitzis. And if he doesn't put in tzitzis, he has an aver. Why? Because He was mevatel the essay of Osman Tzitzis al Kamdeh Udeh. So the same thing is true here. Apparently, Teisa Shite is, and the Arayas to it. Now, there is a Nisa to be Nisape, there is a Nisa that I say, to be Nisape in Kotin Biyadai. To be Nisape in Kotin Biyadai. Does it mean that it's an Osam that I say to give a cotton food, Chutri Sukkot? No. Is there a Nisa Deraise to give a cotton? Suppose a cotton asks me, I should give him a certain baguette. I should lend him a certain baguette. And that baguette, I should sell him that baguette. I mean, because if just to lend him, so Tawe Shulo, until Shleishi Yeh, even the Rabbon is not Mechayev Tzitzis. But suppose a cotton wants to buy from me a certain baguette. And that baguette is four corners. It has no Tzitzis. So does it mean that it's also midraise to give him that beged because of Mesechu Misachilum? No. The Yisar of Mesechu Misachilum only applies to Yisuri, not to Bidu Mitzvahs. So it's not also to give to a cop food, Chutz Mitzvah. Only thing is, if the cotton has a father, and he's any tzorech mimei, so the father is mechuyev to be mechanechim, so maybe I should not give him food chutz l'sukkah, because then the father will have an avere. But there is no isa, certainly no isa midraise, to be misaker to ikotin. An avere that consists of a bitla mitzvah, not a mitzvah. So this is what he says. Veinari, the also yalkimum leiseichum, where you also have a duly bishchotim on a veilus, where there is a mitzvah. Mashenkin here, this is apparently a duly in the sheet of Rabbi Shimshen. There is no mitzvah. So what kind of an avere is there? Only bitla mitzvah. So there is no mitzvah, the rise of leiseichum. But then the question arises, but with Rabbanon there is a Nisa. Even according to Rabbi Nishimshe, and it's mashma from the Lashon of Rabbi Nishimshe, in his Perush al Tereskiya, that there is no Yisea, there is only a people mitzvah, with the Raisa there is no Yisea, to each alone in New York. But with Rabbanon there is a Nisa, because we are saying, to each alone in New York. So Mele, now the Shita of the Rashbo is, that one is allowed to be Nisake, to encounter the Nisa of Rabbanon. If it's Mitzir HaKot, there's the Shiva Rajbo, but most of the Shainim are Chilik on the Rajbo. Apparently, Tesis is also Chilik on the Rajbo. So Tesis Shite is that there is a Nisa to that to be misapi, to equate something that is awesome rabbi. But there would be an Isa Deraisa, because an Isa Deraisa is only Shayach if he is misapi an Isa Deraisa to equate. But if he is misapi something that is awesome rabbi to equate, how could he behave an Isa Deraisa? But called the Tikkun Rabbanon can the Isa Tikkun. So Mele, just as in the case of an Isa Deraisa, if somebody is misapi an Isa Deraisa, the cotton is either a lot deraisa or Yesechum is a chilum. So Mele, in case of an Isa Rabbanon, so it's awesome rabbi to be misapi. So misapi. Not like the Rashi. Tesis doesn't agree with the Rashi. And there are many other tesis that indicate that tesis is clear in the Rashi. Oh, but in this case, so tesis explains two things. First of all, tesis has to dispose of the difficulty on the basis of the love deraisa of Nisechum Nisachim. So then he says, the love deraisa of Nisechum Nisachim applies only to something that involves an Isa deraisa, not something that involves a people of an Esa deraisa, because it's not doing it in Shotzim and Avelas. Shotzim and Avelas, there is an Isa. Here, there is a people an Esa. But midi rabbonon, there is an Isa too. So in Mele, it should be also a midi rabbonon to be misape. And here the Mishnah says that was the Seder, that it was done with Chathile, two guardians of the cotton used to be mimane and different tzochim, and then it was left to the decision of the cotton, which Pesach he will eat. Each Pesach, so Isa says, in regard to an Isa Mederabonon, since it's only Osa Mederabonon, so wherever it's conducive to Chinuch, and he'll be Mikayim, the father will be Mikayim the mitzvah of Chinuch Mederaisa, so then, where it's conducive to Chinuch, so the Chachomim Divitasa Misape Biyodayim in Isa Rabbon. That's the issue. So mainly we can say that no one is Chelik on this Rishon. No one is Chelikan Ritvon, because it's Mistaba like the Ritvon. What kind of a Chinuch is it? After all, if he's not the kind of Mitzvah, just because it's conducive to Chinuch. Is only Mikayim if it is done in such a way with all the details, and that it is done in such a way that if he got to be that, he would also be Mikayim the mitzvah b'shleimus. But if it is done in such a way that one of the details is lacking, on account of which, so he is not Mikayim the mitzvah if he got to be that, so Mele, the father will not be Mikayim the mitzvah of him. And then it's also mistaba. Now we saw that there is a machlekes. that there is a machlekes kesheni as to whether the chiyuv of chinuch is applies only to the father, not to the kotel himself, or it applies to the kotel himself also. So the sheet of tesis in broches and gila is that it's incumbent upon the kotel himself. And the sheet of the Ramban Muhammad is that it's only upon the father, not upon the Kotel himself. Even if we were to assume that the Mordechai is chelik on the Ritvo, and there is a possibility, because the Ritvo himself says, "Volisi chachomim tein." So apparently, the more chachomim in his man, in his time, who held that you can be kind of mitzvah of chinuch even if a detail is missing. And the ritual has reference to the chiyuv of chinuch that is mid rabbon. So since there were certain hachamim who entertained such a view, so maybe the Mordechai also agrees with that chitta. It's not muchach. We can say that the Mordechai says that we should be mechanot chavotim with the lesson that is not lochem because of the mitzvah of chinuch mid raisa, not because of the mitzvah of chinuch. But it's possible. But that's only, but one thing is clear. The Chachomim Hateim Bazeh, they apply it, they hold that the mitzvah of Chinuch is only upon the part. When the Ritva says, when you see Chachomim Hateim Bazeh, that it would say that you can be kind the mitzvah of Chinuch in the Rabbanon, even if one of the details of the details of the Kiyum HaMitzvah is lacking, one of the prerequisites is lacking, so they hold that the chiyuv of chinuch is only incumbent upon the father. So mele, the chachomim hateim hold as long as in general it conforms to the general pattern of the mitzvah, even though one detail is lacking, but the father can be the kind of mitzvah chinuch. But if they had held like Pesach, that the chiyuv of chinuch is incumbent not only upon the father, but upon the kohen himself, so then they certainly couldn't say that even if a certain detail is missing, he's still the kohen. If the chiyuv is only upon the father, and the kohen himself not, alright then, it's still not very reasonable. But, the Ritva says, they were chachonim who entertained such a view. But if they had held like Tetzves, that the chiyuv of chinuch is incumbent upon the kohen himself, so obviously it must conform to all the details of the maisa. Alright. Now we're up to the Gemara. Omar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok. Halacha tzricho sheteimarzekes reishe v'rubei v'shulchan. Omar lei rabbe kimar kibishamai. Omar lei yalo kimar. Of course kibishamai. Ike de amr omar rabbe de omar lochmane omar lei bishamai. Luitosis nino. Even though generally doubt, whenever there is a machleken between bishamai and bisila, so we say halacha kibisila and bishamai became bisila in a mishneh, but this is an exception. This is an exception. Maski vor am nachen bei Yitzchok. Mi mai bi sham bi sio bi suke ktane pligo. Diu mo bi suke gdeilo pligo. Suke ktano mi so there is a machleike between bi sham bi sio in the gar to suke ktan. So according to bi sio if the suke has to be marasi kreishi de rube. It does not have to be marasi kreishi de rube mi shokhan. And according to Bishamai, a suke has to be malzit reishi yerube v'shochone. Reishi yerube v'shochone, so in terms of tvochim, how much is it? So that's zayin tvochim or zayin tvochim. That's reishi yerube v'shochone. And let's say, and according to Bisila, that it does not have to be malzit reishi yerube v'shochone, just reishi yerube. So what is the minimum suke? What is the shiur minimum suke? Vovol vovol. That's mentioned by the Shem. In other words, there is a difference in one tefach between Marzik Reishi Lerube and Marzik Reishi Lerube and Shulchone. So there is a difference in one tefach in each dimension. So in other words, according to Bisila, so a minimum the Shio of a minimum Suke is Vov al Vov, and according to Mishamai, the Shio of a minimum Suke is Zayin al Zayin. Is Zayin al Zayin. So the Gemara says, ממה מסקר אנחנו בליצור? ממה יפגישה מביסיל ביסוקי קטן את פליגה? דיום מביסוקי דיום את פליגה? וכגי ליוסי והפומדי דימותו תאו בישו בישו חוני בשיח הבייס דיבישה מייסה בגזרינון שבנימו שיחך השולחוני ובסיור סברה לו בגזרינון כדי כנם הדיקטונה מי שאויור אישי לרום ביסוקי בישו חוני בשיח הבייס בישה מייפליס ובסור מכשירים. So so the Rosh used this Misho Yoreishe Yerube Bisuke. So it's mashma that the Suke was large enough to contain Reishe Yerube and Shulchone, everything. But the fact was that the Shulchon was not in the Suke. The Shulchon was outside the Suke. The Vimise, and if you say, if you were to assume that the Bachleken Bisham on the Sila is only in regard to Eisu Kektano, so another notion should be used. Vimise Marzeket in Marzeket Ubele. So the Gemore, so the Makshin wanted to say that the whole Machlekes is only in a Sukkot Dele. But in the Sukkot Tane, there is no Machlekes. In other words, if it's not Malzik, Reishe Yehuve Mishokhonei, then everybody will agree that it's possible. So he said, so the Gemara says, so the Talmud says, so the Sukkot Tane will agree. How can you say that? That the Machlekes is only in the case of the Sukkot Dele. But Sukkot Tane, everybody agrees it's possible. We see that there is a Machlekes in the Sukkot Tane. Vatanye, Marzekes Reish Yehuve Mishokhonei, Sheiro, Rebbe Imer, Achei Baab Amis, Ala Abba Amis, Nitan Yido, Rebbe Imer, Kol Suke Shein Baab Amis, Ala Abba Amis, Suo, Vachachonim Imrim, Afilo Eino Marzekes, Ala Rei, Shein Yehuve, Sheiro, Vio Shulchon Ali Katone, Kasher Adode, Elav Shema Mino, Hobi Shama, Hobi Sila. The one that, the price that says, Reish Yehuve Mishokhonei, Reish Yehuve Mishokhonei, Marzekes Reish Yehuve Mishokhonei is like Bishamai, and the price that says, Reish Yehuve doesn't mean Shokhonei, is like Bishilel. So we see that there is a machlokes between Bishamai and Bishilel, in Isukik Tane too, and according to Bishilel, even Isukik Tane that is not Malzik Reish Yehuve Mishokhonei, just Reish Yehuve. So it's still Isukik Sheo. Aber man sucht, was ist ein Name denken? Wenn ich tolle, ich habe ein Pesen, ich soll marschieren. Wenn ich nicht, ich habe ein Lojotso, ich soll ein Jotso im Beule. Weil er kasche, mich auch, ja, so die Mora sehe, es leilo und die Tarte pflege. So der ist ein Doppelmachleik, ich habe ein Bisschen. Pflege, bis zu den Ktanen und pflege, bis zu den Delen. Da kannst du mir mehr zu erwarten. Mich auch, ja, ich habe ein Bisschen, 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 שיין אומר זה כתוב ידרי שלא רובי רובד משם אי פייס לו ביסיל המחשיר so there is a double machlekes between Bishama and Bishilel there is a double machlekes between Bishama and Bishilel so according so Bishama היה חלק Bishama and Bishilel אחרי כניסו כתן so Bishilel say that even this key is so small that it cannot contain Reish Yehuve Mishokhonei. Just Reish Yehuve is still kosher. And Bisham, I say, no, it's possible. And then there is a Machlekes, another Machlekes in Bisham Bisilel. Suppose the Sukkah is very large, but the Mitzias is that the Shulchan is outside of the Sukkah. So, Bisham, I again say, Shemo Yimoshech. Shemo Yimoshech, Acha Shulchanei. So, with Rabbanan, it's possible. And Bisilel, not this. Now, most Rishayim, except for the Reed, so most Rishayim say that the Machlekes in regard to Isukik Dele is a Machlekes and the Rabbonim. Because Isukik Dele, who can say that with Raisi it's possible? Just because the Shulchan is outside the Sukkah, why should it be possible? Who? There is a requirement that the Shulchan should be inside the Sukkah. So Bishamai lo also made that with the Raisi, the Sukkah is Ksheironi, can be the kind of mitzvah, even though the Shulchan is outside. He is outside. But Bishamai say, because we say that Shemo Yimoshe Chacha Shulchan. Mashay came in regard to Sukkah Ktane. So the Machlekes, on those Rishayim say, the Machlekes between Bishamai and Bishilel is on the Raisi level. In other words, if the Sukkah is not Malzik, Reish, enough space for to contain Reish Yehuve, Reish Yehuve, it's Malzik, it has just enough space to contain Reish Yehuve, not Yehuve, so then with Reish it's possible. With Reish it's possible. And Mimele, so it's two separate Machlekes. One is on the Reish level, and one is on the Rabban level. So Mimele, even though we pass like Bishamai, it's an exception. We pass like Bishamai, so we pass like Bishamai only in regard to the Machlekes that is at the Raisa level. But in regard to the Machlekes at the Rabbono level, we don't pass like Bishamai, we pass like Bishila. So if it's a Sukkot Dele, but the Shulchan is Chusli Bais, then we pass like Bishila. The Rif is Chel, and the Rif holds that both Machlekes are constituted by involving Machlekes on a Rabbono level. That even Isukik Tani, so it's not possible in the Raisi, even according to Bishamai. It's all because of Shemo Yimoshe Chacha Shulchan. So Mele seems both Machlekes is on a Derabona level. So just as in Paschi, like the Shammai in the Gartu is Kiktame, because of Zero Shemo Yimoshech, so in Paschi, like the Shammai, it is Kiktame also, because of Zero Shemo Yimoshech. Right. Kibishan, Brash, Nikibisil, the boy Shoponik, you can't get a rush, we get an amigal sinon. With economic will come on the day of the Dominish or Pesach, but who's the mission is going to say, come show it to me to pay the buyers. We don't have to look to be sure of life, we show it to be sure of the suit, we need to be sure of the suit and play in Plige. Late the suit of the special commission of the 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 Dobo Lochmane Bishamai, Buritosi. So that's a Gemara before Eshes. That at least in regard to Suke Ktame, we pass like Bishamai. Even though generally, so Bishamai became Bisila or in a Mishnah. But here, this is an exception. This is an exception. Bisei Rav Amram, Posak Bishisho became in Saloche Ki Bishamai. So Rav Amram Goyen says there are six exceptions, not one exception. In six places. We pass like Bishamai. One of the six is Haydi Sukets, Reshed Marzekes, Reshed Rube Bisholchon. The Nidor, the Minoches, the Katheles, Gabin Sodi Bitzites, Bishamai Paintrin, Bisil, the Haydi. Now there is a mitzvah of Punigin, a Huchalopm and the Huchal Treles in the baggage of our countess. Now, so the Treles consists of the Huchal Tzemer that is dyed blue through the damp closet. So Treles can be fulfilled only with Tzemer. Now, so the question arises, suppose you have a baggage of Pishton, a linen baggage, a linen garment. Now, how can you be Mikayim the mitzvah of Tzitzes Bishleimus? So Bishleim is a Huchal Ovon, no light. So you'll take a Huchal Ovon of linen, and you attach it to the corners of the bed. But you have to put in a chut shel tcheles also. Chut shel tcheles has to be shel tzemer. So you will be mikasher. You will be mechaber. You will attach a chut shel tzemer to a garment of pishton. So it's a lab of kohen, and then you will wear it. So you will be able to lab the haizim. So from this, from the parasha of tzitzis, we learn now the tzitzis dechelesis. So that's with the haizim. So the essay of doing Tazaloch is Deicher, the love of life. But Bishamai say that with Rabbonot we should not put in tzitzis because of Exere Mishum Lailo, Lailo, Sus Lailo, whatever the pshat is. So how can it be potter of tzitzis if Midrash say it's higher tzitzis? Because as a Dechalais is a, so how can the Chachomim partner of Tzitzes? Because Yeshki Aviat Chachomim Lakadom Natoro of Shemot Aisek. And again, by Tzitzes there is no Isa of wearing the Begish Lava Kampis without Tzitzes. If somebody wears a Begish Lava Kampis with four corners, a Begish Lava Kampis, he's Mechuyev to touch Tzitzes. Lost from Tzitzes. So the Avir is always Bishemot Aisek. So mainly the Chachomim, because of Tzus Lailo, because of Lailo. So the Chachomim were Eikir, the mitzvah of Jesus. So that is Bishamai, and the Sodom Bitzitzes, in the Gitzot Bishton, Bishamai Petri, because the Chachomim were Eikir, who be seal of the Chayri, and we pass like Bishamai. Oy Mishon, Kamo Chutin on Eisen, Bishamai Eimrin Dalet, Four Chutin. So two chutim of lovon, two chutim of treles. Today we don't have treles, so all the four chutim are of lovon. That's according to Bishama. Altogether only three chutim, and we pass like Bishama, four chutim. Then again, this is like a parallel to this machlekes. I mean, the next machlekes is a corollary. It's an extension of the machlekes of Dalet of Gimel. Kamote Bishal Sheles, Bishama Yemrim Dalet, Ubisil Yemrim Gimel. Ubisil Yemrim Gimel. So in other words, when you put in Vochotim, so then you make the Ksharim, and then you make the Krochim, seven,
8, 11, 13, and then after all the kochim you make tukshari, so that's big deal. And then you have the anofim. The anofim, that's the threads that are suspended, that hang down. After you made all the kshorim and all the kochim, big deal. So that's the anofim. The anofim are mishalshil, are suspended, they hang down. So in other words, so Bisham I say, so on each side of the gdilim, so you have to suspend dalet, four chutim. It's really four chutim altogether. But since you make shorim and then you make the gdilim, so then on each side of the gdilim, so you have four chutim, and this side, the right side, and four chutim hang down, are suspended, and on the left side. So Bisham I agree. So how many you have? Is 1, 7, 6 is 2, Kama Chutin 3, and Kama Yishal 4. V'yidoch, where's the other two? That we pass like Bishamay. V'yidoch, V'miseches Broches, V'yidoch, 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 V'yidoch. Now that's Mechabitza Bayis, so it means Bayis or Shulchan, it all depends. This man had more, so many times people, instead of eating on the table, they eat on the floor. So it, the expression Mechabitza Bayis is used. But if you don't eat on the floor, if you eat on the table, so it's Mechabitza Shulchan. It's the same thing. So Bisham I say, in connection with my Machin, so Mechabitza Bayis, Varakei Eitu Yadayim, that first you have to remove all the perulim, all the crumbs of pus from the table, from the floor where you ate, and then you wash the maimachim. Why? Because if you wash your hands with what? Before you remove all the perulim, all the crumbs of the pus, so you might be, so the water will sprinkle on the pas and it's also to be mevazeh oichli. So that's why you have to clean off the perurim of all the pas first and then be neitel yadayim. So that's what Bishamai said. And Bishil say, neitel yadayim v'hakach mechabitz habayis. V'amrin on bigmore bikule pirkin alohi ki Bishilel bam yahach. Eid hosom bisev pirke gavim mishoch al mishoso v'loi birech. So that's the fifth one where we pass like Bishab. So why does the Gemara say bikule pirke naloche ki bisilel bam yahach? But after all there is some mitzvahs, there is reishe v'rubim shulchonei that we don't pass like bisilel. The answer is the Gemara says bikule pirke in broches. The Gemara is not discussing machlekes in suke, machlekes in menoches. The Gemara is discussing machlekes in broches. So that's all the machlekes in broches, in Miseches broches, so we pass like this here. Except in regard to the machlekes where the mechabim sabayis v'akim it liyadayim, or it liyadayim v'akim mechabim sabayis. So, so far we have five. Where is the sixth one? Oy dosom. He says, "Birke gam bishoch al bishoso le bireich." The ma'ase big more. So there is a machlekes between Bisham and Bisilel. So let's say if somebody eats in one place and then he takes a walk to another place, but he didn't bench it. So Bisham I say that he cannot bench in the new place. He has to go back to the place where he ate, even though it involves a big birke. He has to walk what, a mile or 5 miles even, or 10 miles. So that's his burden. He has to bench in the place where he ate. And we still say he doesn't have to go back to the place where he ate. He didn't bench in that place and now he's in another place, far away from the place where he ate, so he can bench in the new place. So Gamishoch Hamishoson Lebireich, the Maisa Gmore Wuvdi the Rabbe Babachone, the Ashkach Yehid in the Habe. So Rabbi Bachone ate in one place and then he had to go on a journey to another place and he didn't bench it. So when he reminded himself that he has to bench, so he was matriach himself and he went all the way to the place where he ate in order to bench there. So on the way he found a yeyed nidah, So he found the treasure. In other words, that was the reward, that he was ready to be matriach himself in order to be mikayim mitzvahs completely. Someone was not such a Yerei Shamayim, the Ochli Aryeh, and he was Nemesh. So in other words, so we see that Aloche is like the Shamayim, because we see that the Talmud, who was neglectful of doing it the way the Shamayim require, so he was Nemesh, severely. So we see that Aloche is like the Shammai, and that Machlek between the Shammai and Israel is also in Roches. So the question is, why does the Gemara say in regard to the Machlekes, where the Mechavim Sabayis are chemically dying, and maybe dying are chemically Sabayis, that we could appear in Aloche to Israel, Chutz Mehach, but the other Machlekes that is in Roches. So Uksas Koshi, how do you come out of the Aloche to Israel, Dach Mehach? So Tesis doesn't test. How about all the other places that we pass by Shammai, Reishim, Yehudim, Shochomek? Because that's not the Birkin, that's not in Roches. But this is also in Roches. And still the Gemara mentions only one Machlek is in Roches, not the other Machlek is in Roches. Vishemo, Mishim, Yisilo, Nano, Meide, Elchatchila, Niyadun, and Kibisham. In other words, the Gemara only says, Yehud, Pirkin, Aloche, Kibisilel, Chutz, Miho. In connection with Mechavnes Abayis. So, with Makach Mikridayim. So there, Bisham, I say the proper thing is to be Mechavnes Abayis first, and then Mikros Yadayim. And Bisham say the proper thing is Lechatchile to be Mikros Yadayim first, and then Mechavnes Abayis. So, what Bisham, I say is not the proper thing according to Bisham. What Bisham say is not the proper thing according to Bisham. So, in that Machlekes were according to Bisham, so one thing is the proper thing, and according to Bisilo is the other thing. So that's the only exception in Brochus. Mashen king the machlekes as whether you have to go back to the original place and bench, or you can bench in a new place. So Bisilo amekil, Bishamay amachmir, Bisilo will also be made there, that there is a midas chsides to go back to the original place. So the mele, that the Gemara doesn't mention, because the shita of the Shammai is preferable even our the Bisila. The Gemara only mentions Bikule Pirke in Zalochki Bisila Chutz Miho the Chavnes Abayis, where one says this is the proper way to do it, and the other one says no, the proper way to do it is the other way. But Mashenkin the Machlekes, whether you have to go back to the original place or not. So even Bisil is made that the ideal thing is to go back. But Bisil say, he's not mechuyev to be matriach himself. Bishamai say, he is mechuyev to matriach himself. So since what Bishamai says is imperative, what is imperative according to Bishamai is preferable, even a living Bisil, so the mainly we pass like Bishamai. Weil Masche posag behar de Oche, die Bishamai, er hat schon mal da, wo er vielleicht haben die Broches. Doch man kann gießen, was die Bishamai los wird rum. Und meister Reihe, meine Münze, die Suche, meister Rabbi Chachrami, schachol roch, die Bishamai, die Bishamai, die Bishamai, und mozu, sche jesch, die Bishamai, die Bishamai, die Suche, die Bishamai, 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 yeah, how did Rabbi Yechon Achechani? And how did Rabbi Yechon Achechani sit in the Sukkah? Reishe Yerube in the Sukkah Mishchom Yisrabayis. And here it appears, Loitozos Minei. I mean, the Daloch is like Bishamai, so there is a stira between Gemara here and Gemara in Prochets. So Kesa says, Dayit Lukte Bishukkah Deile, Ki Dimaskinon, Gimitate Pliye. Ba'i aloha ki b'silel, aloha b'sukek tamen, lo aloha ki b'shamay. In other words, that's the case of Shita, and that's the Shita of all the Shemim, except the Riv. Because it's two separate machlekes. Ba'i sukek deyle, it's a machlekes, in the Dan Rabbono level. So they we pass in like b'silel, we are not gizei Hashem or Yimashim. But ba'i sukek tamen, there is a machlekes on the Reinz level, and then we pass in like b'shamay. There is no logical connection. The Riv couldn't say it, because the Riv says both machlekes are on a rabbonal level, and we pass like both. In both we pass like Bisham. In both we pass like Bisham.
So what do we say about halachic Rav Yochanan Harani? So it's apparently, I mean, the Chachamim there said that halachic Rav Yochanan Harani, but the Gemara here passes like the Shammai, according to them. Halachic Bishamah, halachic Bishamah. Mewish might be also obtaining. Here the dike in Gosaki Bishamah, Gosaki Bishamah, the Rai the Mice in Gosaki Bishamah. Boy, so I say if the Alok is Israel, she must be Shaman or Sweet Room. Now, the Gemara, they are in Moches discusses the Machlekes between the Shaman and Israel regard to Kriyashma. So according to the Shaman, a Krishna Shalilo has to be recited Dafke in a reclining manner. But if he stands up, he rises, he stands up, and then he recites the Krishna Shalilo, he's not the kind of mitzvah. Because the Shaman interpret Bishol Becho literally Bishol Becho as you lie down when you recline, but when you stand you cannot be kind of mitzvah of Krishna Shalach. Bishol say Bishol Becho means Bisman Shchive, Bikumecho means Bisman Kime. It doesn't make any difference what position the person who recites the Krishna is. The Krishna Shalilo and Shalyei can be fulfilled according to Bishol in any position. Doesn't make any difference. So then the Gemara, the Mishnah says that Rav Talfin was going on a journey, and Rav Talfin tried to do it in accordance with Bishamai, and he had to recite the Krishna Shalilo. So he lay down on the ground, on the journey, on the road, and then he exposed himself to the danger of being attacked by Mishnah. So the Chachomim said to the Chachomim Sila, said to Rav Talfin, if you did that, so Kidayo Yiso, Lochi Batsmcho, Shobato Aldimu Bisila, Shobato Bisila. So then the Gemara says, there is a Machlekes in Gemara in Brochis. Also, kiddu b'shama yachid alif on dal. Also, kiddu b'shama yoso. Kiddu b'yisilo loso. Rabbi Yisif on dal. Also, kiddu b'shama loso. So, Rabbi Cheskel says, if somebody recites Krishna like b'shama, he's the kind of mitzvah of Krishna. He recites Krishna like b'shama in any position. Let's say he recites Krishna shalayla standing, or Krishna shalayla reclining. So, it's also it. Why? I mean, Rabbi Cheskel understands very simply, because Bishamaya Machmirim, Bishila not Machmirim, certainly, according to Bishamaya, so there is a derisive prerequisite that the Krishna Shalayo has to be recited in a reclining position. The Krishna Shalayim has to be recited in a standing position. According to Bishila, Bishamaya means Bisman Shrivit, Kumecha means Bankini. So, Krishna Shalyei Moshe Lailo can be recited in any position, lying, standing, sitting, I mean any position. So if somebody acts out Bishamai, he should be the kind of mitzvah of Krishna according to Bishamai also. This is what Rabbi Cheskel says. Rabbi Yisef Omar also can be Bishamai and also very good. I mean, Rabbi Yisef has to be explained why he also very good. After all, Bishilel are mekilim, Bishamai are machmirim. So why? So even according to Bishilel, if he acts out Bishamai, why shouldn't he be kind of mitzvah? So that has to be explained. That's really Tesis Kashi in Bochus. Alright. So Rabbi Yisef says, also give Bishamai also mekilim. Did not. So he mentions the Raya, that also give Bishamai also mekilim. Did not. Misho Yavish in Rumi Sukkum Shokhan Bishabayis, Bishamai Pesim Bishil Machshir. Omlem Bishil Bishamai, Maise Shol Chuzik Bishamai Zik Bishil Bakas, Omlem Yechim Menach Haran, Motsu Shol Yavish in Rumi Sukkum Shokhan Bishabayis, Omlem Yechim, Omlem, Mishom Raya, Atev Omlem, Im Keino Yisonei Kwe Kiyamito, Mitzvah Sukkum Yomech. So the Gemara mentions, so Rabbi Yisef mentions the Raya, that if somebody acts out Bishamai in Krishna, so he also will include according to Bishamai. And that has to be understood. Why he also will include? So the Raya is, just as Bishamai said זה זיקני בישם סט רבי יחנן מאחרנס הוא אקטה דאו ביסיון נאמרות, he was sitting in the suke רשי לרובי אין שוכנה בסך הבית so they told him הוא הקיים אותו מזווה סוכה מי המחו so just is acting out בין סהילה עלי בבישם so he's not מקיים במצווה לא so the same thing convert is converse so converse it is true that in Krishna according to Mishila if somebody will act out Bishamai he will not be Mikhail the Mitzvah Abachim by Yitzhakoma also keep Bishamai Chayot Nisi Yitna Nomar Abtalki Ali O Nisi Bo Bederach Yitaisi Yitchis Kedil Bishamai Visikamti Yatsmi Klealiski Omgulay Ki Gayo Niso Lohe Yatsmi Cho She Obalto Abun Abisi so this is what this is saying this is saying Bitzor Tolima Yitzvrich Hoso לעשויה, היכן בסילו מחמיר מדרבון, ובשמה יויקנו לה את הרייס, ולגזילו נמוסה כדי שמה, ויוצא ידכם ווסה עפו את הרייס, כדי אשכון ובשמה, היכן יוסי והפיסחה דמטאוותה, וגזילו נשמו ימושך החשוכונה, וגמרינו וקיימתו מצווסוקו מיומחו, דאפילו מדרייסה וקיה, ובשמה היא נשמע לבסילו. So thesis says, the Raya, of Rabbi Yosef is from the Gemore of Rabbi Chacharamis who just is the Zikne Bisham told Rabbi Chacharamis who acted out in the Bisham that he was not Mikhaim in Mitzvah at all and according to cases he was not Mikhaim in the Raise even though according to Bisham by themselves it is only possible Rabbanon because of Ezeira Shema Yimoshe Chacha Acha Shofone still since he was either of the Chachon so the Chachon were Ikea Bekiyama Mitzvah because Yesh Kea Biat Chachonim Vakir Dovo Minato so the Chachon never Keiach to be Ikea and it is a say the Chiyub a say the Kiyum a say so we see that the Zikni Bishamai who were Misake Ezeira Shema Yimoshe Chacha Shofone that one should not sit Reishi Yerube in Sukkah and when Shukhoni is Bisech HaBayis because of Xeire so they are misaking that if someone neglects this Derabonon of Xeire Shem Yimoshech HaShukhoni so he is not Mikai Min Nedreis why? Because the Zikni Bishabai were Eikea the Kiyum HaMitzvah Nedreis vis-a-vis person who neglected the Derabonon so the same thing is true regarding Krishna that if someone will act out Bisham and for the Krishna Shalaila he'll lay down on the floor on the bed in order to recite it in a reclining manner he'll act out Bishamai so according to Bisilel he will not be Mikayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Midrash. Why? Because Yesh Kiyah V'chachom Lakadu Matiyo. But the question is, Yishleinu V'teya V'yisuke. So Bishamai Amachim Midrabonon. So Bishamai enacted it Akone, that he cannot sit in Yisuke that is Shulchan V'zechabayis. So Yesh Kiyah V'chachom Lakadu Matiyo. They are Ikeretim HaMitzvah, so he's not becoming the rice either. But here, Bishila HaMikirim. So he didn't violate the Bishila. So what's the Shaitas? So apparently, Teisves in the first portion of Boches says the same thing, and he has the Kashi, what's the Shaychas? But then, Rav Shmaye gives the Teretz. So the Teisves here is in accordance with what Rav Shmaye says in the Teisves Daf Yudalet. So apparently, Rav Shmaye Shiti is that since the Gemara says here, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok Omar, also Kidur Mishamai Chayev Nisi. So what does it mean? Also give Bishamai Chayiv Nisei because whenever a person is Chishish for Dibri Bishamai when the Aloch is like Bishilel is Chayiv Nisei so the Gemara should mention it in regard to all Machlekin between Bishamai and Bishilel the Gemara doesn't mention it in regard to all Machlekin between Bishamai and Bishilel the Gemara mentions it only in regard to this Machlekes whether Krishna Shalailo and Krishna Shalmei have to be recited in a special position, Krishna Shalaila in a climbing position, Krishna Shalaila in a standing position, or both Krishna Shalaila and Shalaila can be recited in any position. Only in regard to this Machlekes, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, "Hayu Nisim." Why? Because Omar Rav Tarfon, "Ani Yisim Bo Bederach Vitasim Mikras Gedushamen." We see, "Kamti Da'atzim Gnealisti." Omrulei, so the Chachmei Bisiro said to Rav Tarfon, "Kidayo Yisol Lochem Da'atzmecho Sheovar Tal Dibur Bisiro." So what is it? The Chachomim did not just threaten him. So in other words, the Chachmei Bisiro felt that it was important to enact it according that the person is to recite the Krishna in his natural position. Not that if somebody happens to wake up in the morning and it's almost Man Krishna, let's say it's Man Krishna now, it's 9:35. Suppose somebody is waking up and he's told it's 9:32. In a few minutes it will be after Zman Krishna. In 3 minutes it will be after Zman Krishna. And he wants to make sure that he will recite Krishna before the Zman Krishna is over. So instead of getting up, so he recites it. So I mean I didn't mention the right example. I didn't mention the right example. So Mimele. So suppose someone happens to be, let's say, if somebody is in bed, he's lying in bed, and he didn't say Kriya Shema as yet. He didn't recite Kriya Shema as yet, and then he's reminded that he has to recite Kriya Shema. He has to recite Kriya Shema. And since he was lying in bed, so instead of getting up, so he recites the Kriya Shema in a reclining position. So then it's not also according to the seal either, because that is his natural position. He happens to be in bed, and he has to recite Kriya Shema Shalailo. So Mimele he recites it in a reclining manner. So then the Sira, he will not be Chayev Misi. When does Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak say, also can Mishamai Chayev Misi, if he changes his natural position, in order to recite Krishna in the position that Mishamai require, so then he's Chayev Misi. So apparently, because of that story that happened, that certain Chachomim endangered their lives on account of the fact that he wanted deliberately to recite Krishna in a special position, not a natural position like a Tao. His natural position was a standing position, but he had to recite Krishna Shalaiwa. So he deliberately changed his natural position from the standing position into a reclining position, thereby exposing himself to the danger of being attacked by listening. So this is what the Chachomim asked, Bisil asked. So that's why Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, also can be Shama Chayev Misi. In other words, there was a special takone made by Bisila that one is not allowed to recite Krishna in any position other than his natural position. If his natural position happens to be a reclining position for the Krishna Shalaila, fine. But if his natural position happens to be a standing position, but he assumes a different position deliberately, in order to conform to the sheet of Bishamai, that is also, and the Chachomim were misaki. So in other words, so that means that here there is a Reisen and the Rabbonon involved in the Akesias HaMitzvah. So that's the Raya. Just as the Zikne Bishamai told Rabbi Chanacheranis, that in view of the fact that he fulfilled the Mitzvah of Sukkah in such a way that he was Mikayim the Derais, but not the Rabbonon. So Mimele, the Zikni Bishamai, Wareke, even the Derais, because of Yeshkiya Berachom Nagadon Atero. So conversely, it is true that if somebody acted out Bishamai deliberately, so Mele, he was evil the Rabbonon, because Bisilo or Misake, that the person should not change his natural position for Krishna. If he happens to be reclining when he has to recite Krishna Shalaila, fine. Then, he, according to Bisila, he can recite Krishna in a reclining manner too. But if he happens to be standing,
So we see all of Misakim that he should not deliberately change his position because of that incident that overtook Reb Talpi. So the Chachomim of Misakim. So this is Reb Shishike. So anyway, so we see from this Shishike a big finish, and the Primigodim in the Psyche mentions it. There are many situations where a person has to fulfill a certain mitzvah. And there is a derisei in that mitzvah, and there is a rabbanon in that mitzvah. Suppose he does it in such a way that he conforms to the derisei prerequisites, but he does not conform, the maisa mitzvah, the way he does the mitzvah, does not conform to all the details with the rabbanon. So, on this worry, and superficially, we should say, true, he did not fulfill the details midrabanon, but he fulfilled all the prerequisites that are midraisei. So why shouldn't he be mikayem the mitzvah derisei? So Teisa Shita is not like that. Teisa Shita is that if a derisei, the primigodim in the psyche to a high nation, if in a certain mitzvah we have a derisei and a derabanon involved. So, if he does it in such a way that he is not mikayim the derabonon, so even the deraisa is not mikayim. Now, for example, let's say if somebody needs pass, he's mechuyev to be involved with the kesamos. Alright, this is shita is that except for the brocha, batim, lameti, all the other three brochas are mederaisa. But this is shita is shita ziyot. All the other machines say, all the other Rishonim say that when the Yore says Tehi Meitiv is Midrabonon, whereas the other three are the Raise, the Yore doesn't mean that other three are Midraise. Midraise, you can be kind of mitzvah of the Chalto, the Sabolto, of the Rachta Shemalekecho by simply saying as Miyomi, as a child, saying Brich Achmone Mored Al Mekum and Mored Al Pite, you are kind of mitzvah. If somebody eats pas, and then after he is the pass, he says, "Brich Achmone, Mored Alme Kule, Mored Haipite." So it's the kind of advice. It's the kind of advice. The Torah doesn't say three broches, Birkas Azon, Birkas Aores. That is Takones. Takone by Mishrabenu, Takone by Yeshua, Takone by Dovid. Biyavne the Chachomim or Misakin Atilamim. But with Raise, there is no Birkas Azon, there is no Birkas Aores. There is no Birkas Yerushalayim. He has to be masculine Yerushalayim, but there is no aloche of a separate broche of Yerushalayim, a separate broche of Oretz. He has to be masculine Eretz Yisrael. But he just has to say Shvach and mention Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. Please, the Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, he's behind the mitzvah. That's all. So, why does he want to say that the first three brochas are the Raise and Atila Miti is the Rabbonon? The answer is the first three brochas in the Rabbonon constitute the mitzvah of Birkas Hamos. Mashiach, the last brocha, Atila Miti, is just an appendage to Birkas Hamos. It doesn't even constitute Birkas Hamos. It's just a Chachomim or Misake that following the Birkas Hamos, you should recite the brocha of Atila Miti. But the Teva Meitiv itself is not an integral part, even with Rabbonon of Birkas Hamozen. That's the sheet of Moshe
Shem. You require Birkas Hazon, Birkas Oretz, Birkas Yerushalayim. Suppose someone who needs and will beg the way you want it, the child begs. Birkas Hachmone Mored Al Mekum and Mored Al Pite. He will be kind to the Raisi, but he will not have fulfilled the Rabbonon, or since there is a Raisi and a Rabbonon involved in the same Raisi, that wherever a Raisi and a Rabbonon are involved in the same mitzvah, if somebody neglectful, if he's an honest, then the Primigodim says cases will be made that he's kind to the Raisi, but if he's not an honest, it's more that of Ches says, in regard to the Gemara, the Kiyamta Mitzvah, Sukim Yomecho, Rav Gavchev Yomecho, that the Raisi is Mikayim. What they meant was, that she didn't become it fully. In other words, she wasn't becoming the Rabbono, but the Reise is becoming. So in other words, we have in Machleke between Thesis and the Ritual, if somebody is becoming a mitzvah in which there is a Reise,